strategic reduction in nuclear arms, but not, I don't think elimination is a possibility at this point, because I think we have to be concerned with rogue nations that might well develop nuclear weapons. So I think you can have smaller amounts, which should be less expensive, but you do need to keep them modernized. The exact dollar amount, I don't think we need to add $1 trillion to any expenditure. It needs to come from within the expenditures that we have. The expenditures that we have are, I think, more than adequate to have a strong national defense. So what I would say is, do we need to modernize? Yes. Do we need to have the best technology and equipment? Yes. But what that requires is people within the military budget determining which and how it's best and most effectively spent. So that means we have to look at which fighters work, which fighters don't work, how many can we have, how many nuclear weapons can we support, etc. And it's a complicated dance of all of these things together. But the goal should be not to bankrupt the country, to defend the country, and not to have 10,000 times the ability to blow up the whole world. And so I think there is a possibility that we can have lower numbers, and actually Reagan was part of negotiating that. Reagan and Gorbachev negotiated that. It's why I've objected so strongly to people like Marco or Fiorina or Bush, who have all said they're not going to talk to Putin. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. To have no communication with our adversaries is absolutely juvenile. And something that should be laughed off of any stage in America, and yet they say it with a straight face. They want us to have a no-fly zone in an area where Russia already flies. The reporters need to be asking each of these candidates, are you prepared to shoot down Russian fighter jets? We spent 70 years trying not to have a war, not to have a nuclear war with Russia. People who are saying this, we need to, I think, consider something a little bit different, somebody with maybe some wisdom, some cautious, some lack of recklessness with regard to war. And that's my biggest problem with most of them on the stage. But if you think it's any better on the other side of the aisle, I don't think Hillary Clinton is any better. So I think really what we need is somebody who considers war to be the last resort. We have to be prepared, we have to defend our country, but we should not be eager to be engaged in another big war in Iraq. And I'm not going to be sending 100,000 troops, 500,000 troops. I'm not going to be sending our sons and daughters back to another war in Iraq.
Thank you.
Yes.